Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Smart Soul Radio. This is Zenda Brooke, and I do this weekly show where you can call in and ask any question that you want around any topic. Of course, the topic that we're actually really wanting to bring forward is your internal guidance system, your way, a new way of being able to understand when you are in alignment and moving forward in your life in the right direction that you can absolutely count on. And is this consistent way of using your internal guidance system that I have found to be in the flow, so to speak, to constantly be able to do minor, beautiful corrections, kind of like you do when you're walking through the jungle with a compass. It's always kind of moving and letting you know what the perfect direction towards north is. And so this show is really about supporting you in, one, feeling your internal guidance system, and two, in being able to ask questions when you're challenged so that I can answer them. And with that said, there is a call-in number, and you can call in and ask any question that you desire. Can't guarantee I can answer them all, but I do pretty good. The number that you can call in is 646-378-1741. Now, on the show, we have several ways that you can ask questions. For those of you who are shy, you're more than welcome to call to ask questions either via the Blog Talk Radio website under my email messages, or you can also go to smartsoul.com. That's smartsoul.com, and there's an Ask Zen link there. And you can go ahead and put your question in that way, or you're welcome to call in. So with that said, we have been getting a lot of questions, and I've been really astounded as to where they've been coming from all over the world. And it's pretty exciting. I love the fact that we're getting global people listening to this show. I've had an international group of people that have been following me for years, and we haven't been able to really connect. I've been invited to fly all over the world and do courses and work with people, and I finally found a way that I can be there. So what I would love to go ahead and do is start off by answering a question that came out of New Zealand from a gentleman by the name of Dustin. And the way that I, before I present his question, the way that I started this work is through manifestation. I was a technology CEO for many years, and during that time period, I really learned how to manifest. And in learning how to manifest, of course, you know, there's this whole law of attraction piece, which is brilliant, and The Secret did a great job of bringing about an awareness of that. But I think that they really, because it's a film medium and because they're, you know, general audience and it's a new topic, they introduced the concept beautifully, but they left out some very important pieces of the law of attraction. And when I got into manifestation, it was well before The Secret. It was back in 1996 for my own personal use. I began crafting and honing, how does this work? How does this law of attraction work? How is it that what I feel, what I am in my body, is created in the outside world, and how do I change that? And through the course of time, what I discovered was the internal guidance system piece. And then I began working on that. And what I found was, is that by getting in touch with your internal guidance system, you are able to tune in through that opening sensation or that closing sensation or that neutral to what you are creating. And so I found that actually jumping right into the law of attraction is not necessarily the best thing for everyone. And so if you haven't had an opportunity, we've got a lot of new listeners. People are referring people to the program left and right, which I'm really grateful for. Thank you. Thank you for resonating with the work, and thank you for being here. So for new people, you can go to smartsoul.com, and on the homepage is a video that walks you through an exercise to have you feel your internal guidance system for yourself. And then from there, you're welcome to, you know, come back on next week or this week and ask questions about what this is. But anyways, I went to discover the internal guidance system piece and found that it was the beginning of your manifestation. It's the beginning of focusing your thoughts in the right direction. You see, we all have so many stories that we've collected from the time we're born, really, the way that people talk to us, the tone of voice, this all means something. What we can have, what we can't have, what's going to make us happy. You know, we witness people being happy in media and television and books, and we, our mind, collects this and creates a picture of what we need to be, do, or have in order to be in our joy. Well, unfortunately, most of us, before the age of 8, when all these stories were actually collected and created, most of us didn't have the emotional awareness or the logical awareness, as a child doesn't, to be able to decipher what is something that people are filling a hole with and pretending to be happy, or even going after and then getting it and then having to go on to the next thing because it really didn't produce that level of happiness. And so to even start the conversation about what it is that I was to be manifesting in my life, what it is that would truly bring joy and happiness, I didn't want to be on a chase of deciding that I wanted all kinds of different things that might or might not make me happy. I wanted to know, and I only want to put my energy into what's going to bring about my highest potential and an amazing life for me and everyone around me. So the internal guidance system was the way that I found to do that. Now, I'm sure there's other ways, and this is just the one that I found. Now, the key is this, right before I get into this question with Dustin. The key is that there's some pre-work, quite honestly, some pre-work that you need to do in order to clear out the gunk that doesn't work and focus on the stuff that is for you and that does work. And so what I do is that I believe that we need to do this pre-work with the internal guidance system. And what ends up happening is that the intermediate level of focusing on your internal guidance system is where I have found that the manifestation comes in. And so I used to teach manifestation first, and now I teach internal guidance system. Now, this is what the question is from Dustin. We talk about manifestation and how to create your reality. How does the internal guidance system really fit into that? So I want to go through that question. And Dustin, thank you so much for the question. It's a really important one, actually. The good news is that the moment that you start getting in touch with your internal guidance system, your IGS, we like to call it, you start following the opening. Now, you have to train your mind to look for the opening, and this is where all the practices and things come in that we teach. But the moment you find the opening, when you hold a thought about what it is you're intended to do, what ends up happening is that expansion of energy in your body is like a divine yes from the universe, a divine purchase order heard. Not just, oh, that thought makes me feel good. It's literally that expansion of energy. Now, this may sound a little woo-woo, but I'm telling you, I don't know how to explain it in any other way. It's my real experience, time and time again, working with hundreds and hundreds of people and in my own life. That expansion of energy is literally the universe, divine source, God, creator, whatever you feel comfortable with, life force, the force in Jedi terms, expanding at the thought, which is giving you more energy to move you forward and create that. I heard someone say recently that fear is manifested faster than any other energy. Well, fear is a tight closing sensation most often from the IGS. And that energy can be just as equal as joy. And it's about cultivating the joy energy and that opening that allows you to know that you're on the right track. Now, there's several elements to manifestation. One is, I don't believe and have found it to not be true that we all can create anything we want. I'm not really up to argue that debate. It's just from my personal experience. Yes, there's free will, and it's brilliant and exciting to be able to cultivate free will and so forth, but what I've actually found is that we all have a certain thing that we're here to do. That's our highest potential. It happens to be the thing that will make us most joyous, most fulfilled, and feel the most powerful in our lives. For many, many, many years, I've been a spiritual person ever since I was a child, and my MO up until I was about 30 was, I'm going to do what I need to do, God, make my money, take care of things, and then I'll come back and do what you want me to do. Well, my Lord, I wish somebody had told me when I was 10, 11, and 12 years old that my deepest heart desire is exactly what I'm intended to do and my highest purpose. I wouldn't have wasted so much time trying to do it on my own. So in manifestation, there are only certain things that are within a limit. So I'll give you an example. One of the exercises that we do with our participants is to sit with your internal guidance system, and there's a specific way to be able to kind of relax your body so it makes it easier to feel. We hold a thought of, is it in my highest potential to have $500 passive income coming in each month? And you kind of go up the line until we get all the way up to $1 million, $2 million and asking this question. And inevitably, and it doesn't have to be passive, just income, inevitably we get to a place with everyone where they stop. They close. Now, there's two reasons for this. One is it's a comfort, it can be a comfort zone thing, which still means they can't have it because they're not comfortable with it. Or it's because that's the perfect amount of money that they actually do need to be on their purpose. Now, what does that mean? It can take time and energy to focus on that. It could be that having more money actually deters you from actually staying on your path. It could be that that's the amount of money that has you have the freedom that you need to do the other things that you're called to do. And you find that it's in this opening desire that you find the perfect place. This opening expanded energy in your body, you find the actual perfect place of where you should be putting your focus. So there's that piece, okay, of being able to find your purpose, your path, what you're intended to do. It's been really fascinating to me with friends and family. I will check and see, is it in my highest potential to support this person in this activity? Is it in my highest potential to give this person a loan? And sometimes I open and sometimes I close. And what I find is that when I go against that, my heart goes out to somebody and I really just have to help them, family member, or there's some form of commitment that I feel, it never works out. And when I open to giving somebody money, it always works out. And throughout the course of my life, what I've discovered is sometimes I can help somebody, and sometimes I'm the last person. There's somebody else there to support them where they need to do it on their own. And I can't, in my cognitive mind, with my ego, I can't know. It's really a complex issue. So I have to trust somewhere else. I went through a period of time of wanting to save people. And you know what? That's not always the best thing to do. So that using your internal guidance system in the way of manifestation allows you to focus in on what it is that you're the highest potential for you and everyone around you. Now, the other thing is that opening sensation, like I said earlier, is that expanded energy is literally the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, opening up its creative power through you. The definition of manifestation is the materialized form of spirit. We are each the materialized form of spirit. And in that little valve inside of our body, or that compass that's directing us, is the exact, when you find the thought and the direction and that opens you, that is the direction that the entire universe is conspiring to have you succeed in and be a part of. And in succeeding and being a part of that, that energy is calming, it's opening, it's receptive, your joy is there. When some other thought that your mind produces about how you can't have it, you can't do it, it's too hard, you don't have time, all the stuff that kind of comes in and breaks up our flow will close you. If that thought's not in alignment with your highest potential, you'll feel a tightening or constricting in your IGS. And that's where you go, wait a minute, that thought's not true. That's not in alignment. I can do it. I do have time. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is where I should be focusing. That isn't too big for me. And you'll open back up. And when you open back up, literally, you'll feel it. If you do any practice with this at all, and by the way, we have 7 videos, how-to videos on YouTube. And the channel is Ahuma Institute, and it's youtube.com/Ahuma Institute. And if you want to, you can put in Zen DeBrook in the search. But anyways, they're free. They've got more information on this. I'm not really here to teach this. I'd rather have people come in and ask questions that are interested. But just go there and check it out, and then you can start playing with this more. But what you'll find is when you feel that opening and you're in alignment, your body feels calm, wise, relaxed. I like to call it in the flow, feeling light, open, and wise. And that energy is the exact energy that you are needing to produce to create in the world. So, Dustin, the way that you combine your internal guidance system with your ability to manifest or your ability to shift who you are in order to create is by following the opening. So in that, what I'd like to say is that I came into manifestation kind of very leery, so to speak. Not quite so sure if this law of attraction thing is real. It could be pie in the sky, right? So I spent years kind of doing my own little scientific study and also teaching others to do it and watching their experience. And what I have found in my theory on it is that actually the law of attraction is not about getting things in the world. The law of attraction is about producing a mirror of who we are out in the world around us. See, it's really hard to see who you are. It's really hard to see how you are experienced by others in the world. It's not something that's easy for us to witness. It could be really obnoxious and not even realize it. So what will happen is the law of attraction will bring a bunch of people into your life that reflect the shadow side of yourself or even the glorious side of yourself that you can't see. And as you change how you see the world, as you change who you're being in the world by mirroring through the mirror around you, the law of attraction will bring in the new level that you are. And it allows you to really true up your internal being, your internal energy, who you are, with what you do desire to be like. And it changes really fast. As soon as you understand how to use the mirrors around you, the people, the places, the scenarios that are showing up in this way, Byron Katie's a great example of a practice and a work that is using the world around you to look at who you are, to move you towards being more enlightened and more effective and more beautiful and compassionate and joyous and loving. The more that you're able to use that, you naturally, the situations in your life just fall away because you're no longer a match for them. And so when you do that, the situations that are irritating you literally evaporate. I've watched it with hundreds and hundreds of people. I've had people coach with me on some traumatic thing this week. We find out where they're doing that in their life to themselves or someone else. They call me the next week for coaching. And we go through the next situation that they're in that they need to clear up. And at the end of the call, we're like, whatever happened with that person that you needed to fire? Or whatever happened with that family member who was, you know, causing all these problems for you? And they're like, oh, that. They just stopped. The person that I was supposed to fire, they quit the next day and left. They said they were moving out of the state with their boyfriend. And it was like unbelievable how quickly it just gets cleared up by you doing your work. And to me, that's what the real law of attraction is about. And as you get clearer and clearer and clearer in your vibration, your energy, what you're thinking, and as you get more and more in tune with what it is you're here to accomplish, what is your gift to give the world, what naturally happens is that all these things that you're desiring in your life right now in this moment that you see is lacking, whether it be relationships, money, career, children, whatever it is, naturally becomes a byproduct of you just doing the work. So I am going to give out our guest call-in number, which is 646-378-1741. If you have questions on this topic or would like to ask anything, I'd love to give you some coaching if you're interested or be able to answer your questions. And so let's go on to our next question until we have our next caller. Let's see here. So, here's another great question. says here, this is from Michael, and he is calling in, or he's writing in from Italy. And it says, I've been observing how seriousness plays into this as well. Let me explain for a moment. I find that for a long time that I have suppressed or not allowed my desires and have chosen to instead focus on my needs. By making this choice, I allow seriousness to manifest when my needs are not met adequately or in an effective manner. As a result, I collapse within myself. Now, that collapsing sensation is the closing of the IGS for most people. I could almost bet, Michael, that what you're feeling is not collapsing within inside yourself, but actually the closing of the internal guidance system, which means that the thoughts that you're having are not true and not in alignment with the highest potential that's waiting for you. And that collapse actually is resistance that doesn't allow you to receive what you're asking for. And so the first place to start when you feel that collapse is to reverse it, reverse the thoughts you're having about the situation you're in, and see if that starts a sensation of ease within your stomach, chest, and throat area. That's how you know you're on the right track. So as a result, I collapse within myself more and more to the point of not really caring what I manifest, because I'll never get what I want anyway, so why bother trying? So in other words, the more serious I become on an issue, the less I am able to manifest in regards to that issue, i.e. money or being needy attached to someone or being needy and attached to the outcome. But when I choose desire and dream about manifesting something in my life, I tend to be less serious and more playful in regards to its manifestation, and am less attached to the outcome. As a result, I'm more inclined to see what it is that I'm manifesting for myself and see that I am perfect. Also, as a result of being less attached to the outcome, I do not limit myself into thinking that the manifestation can only come about in a certain way. Here's the question. What is it about my neediness or attachment that's causing me to not get what I want or to get what I want? I'd love to have you as a sounding board in this area because it helps me to have clarity. Thanks again, Zen. Best blessings. Love your work. Okay, so thank you, Michael, for this question. This is one of the things that, you know, you've heard for years and years and years. If you have been doing any study in Buddhism, what you'll find is that the Buddhists have named desires as a bad thing. Even most religions on the planet have named it as a bad thing. But it's not having desire, because actually what I've found is that when you have a thought for something that you desire and that thought opens you, like I said earlier, that's a divine purchase order. That's literally when you feel that expansion, that lets you know you're supposed to have that. Now, I have run multi-million dollar companies in that energy, and it's helped to determine which sales to take, which sales not to take, who to work with, who to hire, all of that. And it all came from a desire for a certain type of organization. So it's not about having the desire, but it is about you meddling in it, becoming attached to the outcome, and trying to control how it gets to you. It also is about you not being present in the moment because you're living in the future to be happy when that thing arrives. Now, if you think about it for a second, if you're living in the future, not happy with your present, waiting for that thing to arrive, what does the energy in your body feel like? Unhappy, disappointed, collapsed, you can't be in the moment, you can't enjoy where you're at, you're not present and aware with other areas that you could be of service and other things that you need to be doing. You got your eye on the wrong place. It needs to be right here. So what I do, because I completely understand this one, I was in that trap for years. What I have found is when I have that opening sensation, I know now, and it takes practice, I understand that, but I know now that that's coming to me. That is a yes. This is the focus you are to have, because that is the direction you're to be moving in. And there's two things that I've found. I call this a carrot desire. One is the carrot is leading me on my path. Sometimes your internal guidance system, because it's based on witnessing, it's based on your thoughts and what you're thinking, this open expansion feeling, contracted feeling, or neutral, is aligning, helping you align your thoughts. Sometimes what it is that you are desiring is so far away from what you're thinking that your internal guidance system has to get you there some other way. And so I call this a carrot desire, which will move you in the direction. I have a perfect story for this to give you an example. I had a client who was an attorney and came to me to manifest. And what he wanted to manifest was a house in Marin County and a wife and kids. But the more that we were coaching, this didn't open him. I didn't feel that expanded, joyous, excited energy about this thing. And finally he comes in, and we're working on it, and I'm like, I don't see this as an opening. I don't think this is what you're supposed to have. I don't think this is part of your highest potential. Finally he comes in and he says, oh my gosh, I had the most extraordinary weekend. I went to this art show in Tiburon, and it was just brilliant, and I studied art in college before I went to law school, and I absolutely love it, and I've always wanted to be a painter. If I could do anything, I would go to Paris, and I would take classes, and I would be on the I would be there on the channel and painting landscapes, and I was like, and you should have seen his face. He was glowing. His whole body was expanded. There was such a rush of energy. I said, you have to follow this. Art is your high is in your highest potential, or if anything else, it's a carrot. And he said, no, I can't. Well, what ended up happening is he ended up going to, we finally got him into art school. Got convinced him to start taking night classes. And his father was really disappointed. His father was also a judge, had been an attorney, and so had his grandfather, and that's where the pressure was. His father was really disappointed that he was not going to continue on to become a judge. And so what ended up happening is they got in this big fight, and he came back. He said, but I'm feeling open. I know I'm supposed to do this. After a few months, his father came back and said, oh, my God, I did the same thing with my father. I really wanted to work with wood, and I need to do that. And he said, I'm going to get my wood shop going, and I'm going to start creating wood. And they became really close friends, and they bonded. And he met his wife in his art classes. He never ended up going to Paris. He ended up taking classes locally. But he met a whole new community, and his whole life changed. And that one carrot desire of painting, he never ended up getting out of law. He did it part-time, but his whole the rest of his life was joyous. So that's one form of desire that opens you. The other one is something that you are to have and be engaged in. And all along the way, it'll be easy. And if there's an object that's in the way, you'll want to conquer that object, or you'll find a way around it. So the other piece of this is, like, once you get, so for attachment and detachment, once you get that opening, know that it's coming and you don't have to figure it out. And hi, caller in the 303 area code. I'm going to get to you in just 1 second, so hang in there. So once you have figured it out with this opening sensation, you use that opening and your thoughts whenever you get doubt or fear. You go back and work with your IGS again and ask, is this truly in alignment with my future? And see, feel the expansion and trust it. That keeps you out of the incessant worry and disappointment, you know, phase of it all. But then also, in every moment and every day, we are only thoughts away from an opening. And those opening, like I talked about on last week's show, leads us to living our divine purpose every day. It keeps us in symbiotic alignment with the rest of humanity, doing our unique part, the part that only you can play. Only you have the life experiences that you have. Only you have the combination of who you are. And the combination of who you are is so necessary for us to come into a natural alignment and health everywhere on the planet. And by following this expanded energy in your body, this internal guidance system, it's crafting the path for you in every moment. And by focusing on something in the future, what you find is you're not focusing on what you're supposed to be producing as a gift for everyone around you right now. Now, if you're new to the program, I really encourage you to go back and listen to the past two shows. Because there's a lot of pieces in this that we've moved forward in. And if you're interested in any of going deeper in some of the places here, they're in the last two shows, so go ahead and grab those. So with that, to sum it all up, the opening sensation gives you confidence it's coming, and you don't have to know how, and you can even ask your internal guidance, is this something I need to be focused on, and see if you open or close. That's a great way. Oftentimes, now that I've built up this trust in this work, What I've found is my favorite question to ask my internal guidance system is this even any of my business? You would be shocked at how much of the stuff that you're running around in your head is none of your business. And I mean stuff like worrying about how I'm going to make the bills next month, and I'll ask, is this any of my business? And I will close tight. And then I'll ask, it's all being taken care of. Just keep following my IGS, and I'll open. And gosh darn it, if it's not the truth, next month the bills are paid, everything's fine, I didn't have to worry about it, I have other bigger fish to fry. So if you can stay in that, in the moment, and following your IGS, it will take you directly to everything that you're desiring that opens you. With that, I'm going to jump on here, and there is a 303-766 caller. I'm going to bring you on the air here. Give me 1 second. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How
are you today, Jen?
Huh?
How are you today?
I'm just doing so wonderful, actually.
You are wonderful. You're amazing. I'm just so happy I found you in the internet stuff. My question is for people who have to take medication for depression or bipolar or any of those other mental illnesses, how do you think that affects the IGS? In other words, sometimes I get this closed feeling, and then I'm like, oh, wow, I forgot to take my antidepressant. I don't know if it's masking things or what. So I just kind of wanted to get some feedback from you on how medication affects the IGS.
So I will give you some ideas about what I think, but I just want to, of course, do a disclaimer that I'm not a doctor,
right,
you know, and that I'm, this is not a medical, not giving out any medical advice.
Right,
I can
give
you my understanding of from people that I've worked with that might support you. So oftentimes when you have what you're talking about is a chemical imbalance in the brain, right?
Right.
Where what happens when, I've never taken the medication, but I've done extensive interviews with people that trust me, and what happens is on the medication for the people that I know, their thoughts, it's almost as if their thoughts get quieted and they're able to connect with more of a positive mental thought process, right? And
right.
When the medication, when they're off the medication, even if it's, you know, later in the day even, that chemical, whatever's happening in the brain, starts kicking back in, and there's a whole bunch of thoughts that don't feel good.
Right.
Your internal guidance system is working either way. The closing that you're feeling means that that what your mind is focused on is not in alignment, not true, and not part of your highest potential. When the medication comes in, it isn't necessarily, it's stimulating serotonin, it's shutting down certain parts of the brain so that the parts that are positive, more positive or more focused can come in to play, right? Does that make sense?
Right, right.
And so you're feeling more open. You literally feel more open in your IGS because the thoughts you're having are actually truth and focused on where you're intended to go.
Well,
now,
I guess that was my question. I just want to, you know, when I am open, I'm like, am I open because I just took, you know, my antidepressant, or am I open because I'm having a thought that's within alignment with what I should be doing? So, and then I go into this whole thing in my head, well, you know, of course you're happy, you're on antidepressants, you know, type thing, so...
Yeah,
I
don't know that much about I don't know, antidepressant and so forth. I'm not sure. I know there's different types of ways that they work. But what I, just from talking to friends, now, one thing that you can do is you can, there's a couple things you can do to support you in this, all right? One is journal when you're on your antidepressant, what you're thinking that feels good. Okay, and journal before you take your medication or while it's kicking in what you're thinking when your antidepressant is low in your body. Okay?
Okay,
and then when you, and do this for like a week or so, if you can. I mean, I don't want you to be off your medication. That's not what I'm suggesting. But if there's a low,
right.
Go back when you're closed and you're not taking it. Read the journal entries of what's of what you wrote when you were on the medication and hold that those thoughts and see if they open you. So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is other people can work with their own internal guidance system and get opening and closing confirmation for you. Here at the company, we do it all the time. If I have some big ego thing that's coming up, right, and I've done my mirror practices and can find my shadow or to own what I need to own and I can't seem to find anything, I will go to my business partner or the top facilitator we have in the company, and I'll say, okay, here's what I'm going through. Can you check your IGS? Or if we have something big, like I just made a big move in my life, and I went and I asked a few people that I know use their IGS that I trust and had them double check what I was getting because it was such a big thing, I kind of wanted that extra confirmation, right?
Exactly.
And then what happens is you begin to trust your IGS even more because we all get the same thing. Literally, it does not happen very often. We're all trained in it, but it doesn't happen that we don't. So we make company-wide decisions, and I make decisions in my life kind of by committee, making sure that I'm in alignment. So you could also do that with someone.
Okay.
Let me think one last thing here. Also, our brain's neural pathways are imprinted between the ages of 0 and 8 years of age. And a lot of our parents' habits, energy, emotions even, get imprinted on us.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised to find that after working with the internal guidance system for a little while, that one of the things we go through is finding our own authentic emotions or emotions that are inauthentic that we learned.
Mm-hmm.
And we will react in a certain way because that's the way we watched our mother react or our father react.
Right. And, you know, I know that we had some major trauma between the ages of 0 and 8. My mother suffered from depression. So, I mean, I know,
your dad also suffer from depression?
Yeah, they lost a child, I was only 2, so... You could imagine, as a parent, I'm a parent now, I can't even imagine that, but I can imagine at that age of 2, I'm sure I got a lot of, I was around depressed people, naturally, you know, but that's not the, I don't know what the depression is. I mean, it could be a chemical imbalance, it could be because I totally turned my life upside down and I'm trying to crawl out of it, but, but those are some good ideas.
Huh?
I'll go back and check my internal guidance system to make sure that, you know.
Ask if this depression is mine or something I learned before the age of 8.
Right.
These are 2 questions. You only want to ask one single question. In fact, we could do it right now if you want.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it right now. So go ahead and are you in a quiet place?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead and put both feet on the floor.
Okay.
And I want you to just, and anybody that's out there listening, you're more than welcome to follow along with us, even if this is a recording. This is how you can check in with others. So go ahead and put your feet flat on the floor and just kind of feel the energy of your feet. And then bring your attention to the palms of your hands, even if you're holding the phone up. And feel the energy in the palms of your hands. You can feel a little tingling.
Mm-hmm.
And while you have your awareness on your feet and your hands, go in and what I'd like you to do is hear what's happening in the room around you. Try not to name anything, but just kind of experience it. And then in a second, I'm going to just have you hold a thought and you pay attention to your throat or your chest. You can say the thought out loud, you know, the sentence out loud, and feel whether you get an open, closed, or neutral. Stay focused on your feet and your listening. Here's the statement or the question. Is my depression something learned from my childhood?
Oh, definitely a closed feeling.
You got a closed feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have you hold another thought. is my depression something that I can heal?
A more relaxed opening, yeah.
More opening. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all you need to do is just, I would recommend, because our mind gets so crazy with thoughts.
Right.
That I recommend that people, the way that I recommend them clearing their mind is through their senses and their body. Because our mind knows how, and oftentimes people try to have you clear your mind with your breath. But I can guarantee you my mind knows how to breathe and think.
Right.
Right?
But absolutely.
Yeah. So if I, you know, sitting there quietly and paying attention to my breath, it isn't a way that quickly gets me clear. So,
right.
But I can focus on, you know, the meditation that we do in our Smart Soul Academy. Pay attention to your feet, your hands, and then your listening. And just sit in that for a while. You'll find that just keep your awareness on how the tingling in the hands, feet feel, and then listening far away and near and just holding that, your mind will clear and you'll get that sense of meditation peace much quicker than you could imagine.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to use your IGS, all you need to do is go to that space and ask, because it's really gauging the energy of the thought of your mind. So you want to just hold the one thought as much as you can, so that there's not, because oftentimes if there's more than one thought or if there's a background thought that's louder or more pronounced. So for instance, the first question was, is it something that I learned in my childhood? And you closed. But if you had a scene flashing in the back or were feeling something else, some other big thought there, you might have gotten a closing on that. So you want to just try to clear your mind and hold the one thought and get the answer to that.
Okay.
It doesn't take long, because the good news about this is when you find the opening, your mind not naturally wants you to be in pleasure, naturally wants you to feel that experience. All the stories and the habits we have are rules that our mind made up between 0 and 8 to help us have that sensation.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So the more that you move yourself into that opening experience, the more you're, and this is something that I can't actually prove, but I'm engaged with a few scientists to do studies to double check this, and there's quite a few people that I've talked to already who are experts in neuroscience that agreed with me,
right.
Is that when the more that you have that opening, the more that you're actually re-patterning your neural pathway to that thought.
Oh, okay.
And you do it through your nervous system and the brain. And so it's you know, a very powerful tool. So we just found in the opening that you can heal from this. Now, we didn't check out when or how long or any of that, but if you just hold for a week or two and enjoy about the thought.
Right.
You know, of that opening that I can heal this, I can shift this in my life, and just hold that. Not only are you focusing on that, not only are you reprogramming your brain into that direction and to be able to hold that thought more, but you're attracting it to you. That's where the manifestation piece comes in. You're attracting that healing to you.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Thank
well,
you
I'll
so much. What's your name?
My name is Linda.
Linda. Is there anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, I do have one other quick question, kind of.
Sure.
And
hey, would you call back at some point and let me know how it's going?
I will. Absolutely.
Thank you.
As I kind of mentioned, I sort of turned my life upside down, and I have to go to court like next week. So I'm having these like major anxiety, closing feelings. And I know in some of the other audios I've listened to, you talk a little bit about how to turn that. I mean, it's something I have to do. I cannot get out of it, or, you know, if I have a closed feeling, I can't go, well, I'm not going. But when we're faced with adverse situations, you know, I know you've spoken a little bit about turning that around or finding the right thought.
Right.
You know, to get you through it, I guess, sort of.
Yes. So, you know, you're talking about fear, right?
Right.
So, and the fear is closing you, which is good, because it's
right.
Thoughts are creating fear, but fear, that emotion, can either open or close you. That's what's interesting. Your IGS can open. It's really based on whether that's in your future or your highest potential or not. So the good news is all the things that you're thinking that could happen that are bad are terrifying you and closing you, which means they're not in your highest potential and not truth.
Okay.
So the first thing I would do is I would sit down and I would write out somewhere that you don't want to keep it. Don't put this in a journal or anything. Write it out like on a piece of paper. All the things that are the worst case scenario that you're really concerned with. Okay?
Okay.
And then what I would do is I would tear that piece of paper off or a couple pieces of paper off, and I would write again, and I know this takes a little time. Look at what you've written and write how you would desire it to be. And then think about what would be even better than that. Oftentimes the first thing that we would desire is the limited thing that we think is possible. Okay? But I can tell you from years and years and years of working in this area, more is possible than you could ever dream. And that's what you want to find, is what's most opening. And what's most opening is the thought that you want to hold. Okay? Now, all the fears that you have right now about this situation they're all yours. They're exactly the way that your mind reacts in an adverse situation. It could be a different situation, and you'll notice that the theme is still the same. I'm going to lose my freedom. I'm going to lose my money. I'm not going to be loved. I'm, you know, going to be embarrassed. I'm whatever it is, the theme will be the same. So what you're really doing in this one situation by doing this work is you're taking care of a lot of areas at once. You're reprogramming a lot of areas at once. It may not feel like it, so it's really worth it to do it well.
Okay.
So go through.
It'll definitely take time between now and then. And.
Yeah, good. So write out what you really think is the worst thing that could happen, and it won't feel good because your focus, your IGS will be closed.
Right.
And then what you do is you go back and you write out what you would really like to have happen, and then you go back one more time or two more times and write out what would be absolutely incredible and amazing. Now, if the incredible, amazing thing that you write is not intended to happen for you, you'll close. Your IGS isn't going to lead you into a fairy tale land.
Okay, good.
It actually won't. You can hold the most positive thought in the world. Watch, right? Hold on. I want you to hold a thought right now, okay? Go ahead and quickly focus on your feet, your hands, and your listening. I want you to think about someone giving you $1 million by December 1st.
Well, that's kind of closing.
Right.
Because that's not going to happen.
You can do that affirmation all day long. And if it's closing you, the universe is saying, no, I'm sorry.
Right. It's not in your highest good.
No. But you can think about whether or not you're going to come through this court case in a way that you're going to have learned your lesson, and it's going to be effective, and it's going to be something that it will actually turn out to be one of the best things that ever happened to you. And see if it opened you. I was $1.2 million in debt after the dot-com crash.
Oh.
And what opened me most is this is going to turn out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I'll tell you what, it did. One.
Well, there's no doubt my activities over the last few years of just changing everything around. Now that I've had some time to sort of think about things, I see that it was in my better good, because I don't think I'd be where I am today, even listening to this program, had I not, done all the things I did. I wish I would have chosen other avenues to learn these lessons, but the important thing is I'm still learning, and I'm open to that, so.
Good.
So that's good.
And go through, this is another thing you could do between now and the court case, on a separate piece of paper, write out every single blessing that you see from this, every single thing that you've learned that you get to carry forward into your future.
Okay, yeah.
I can tell you there's nothing more brilliant than that for the universe. And you're focusing on what you've learned and how you're going to use it in the future. It shifts everything. It really does.
Okay.
Linda, thank you so much for calling. I'm really appreciative.
Okay, thank you. And I will, check back with you and let you know how things are working out.
All right, thank you.
All right,
thanks for calling in. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, so If you would like to call in or you have any questions or comments, that would be wonderful. And all you need to do is call in at 646-378-1741. That's 646-378-1741. And what I'd like to ask is, if you like this show today, if you're enjoying yourself, would you please rate the show and would you make comments? It really means a lot to me to hear, get feedback and to know what's working for you and what's not working for you. I would appreciate it. And if you also know anybody who could call, who you think could call in and get some support, I'd love to have you pass the word along too. I'm really here to help people. Our website, if you want to get more information on this whole thing, there's lots of audio there that you can download for free. There's a great interview between Jack Canfield, who's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and myself, of him interviewing me about how the internal guidance system can change your life. And then also there's individual pieces under our free samples section. Go grab them all. Enjoy them if you're interested. We're going to go ahead and move on to one other question here. And let me see, I had it right here. This is a really intense one. This is from Calvin. What is truth? You talk about the internal guidance system, and when you open, you are moving towards something that's truth, in alignment, and part of your highest potential or purpose. How do you define truth? That's such a great question, Calvin. So what I'd like to say about it is, first of all, from my perspective of what I've learned, truth is actually subjective. I haven't seen in a lot of absolutes in this planet. You know, yeah, gravity's absolute, but then I know a couple people that have witnessed somebody levitate completely in India. Now, I haven't seen it for myself, and I don't know who these gurus, you know, don't even know these gurus personally, so I can't vouch for it, but they were pretty amazed. And it seemed to have been something that was just very real. So there's a lot of things out there that I'm not so sure are absolutes, but what I have found is when I follow my internal guidance system, I find what's truth for me. I find my depth and level of integrity. I get out of the illusion that my mind creates, and I'm able to see a bigger picture. And that truth can mean so many different things. For years, what I found is I would just go into this, and I still do today, by the way. I am just not perfect, but I'm getting better every day, and that's what counts for me. But what I found is that I would go into this reactive state, like almost instantly. Somebody could do something and they trigger something inside of me, and then my brain goes into a story, and it took me, you know, time to recognize it, and I got better and better at recognizing it quicker and quicker. But what I find is that reaction was I was closed in it, which means what I was thinking wasn't true. And there's so many times when we're having a conversation about someone or some situation in our head, and we've got it characterized in a certain way, and that's just the way it is, and we'll feel that closing, and now I can say, ooh, wait a second, I'm closed. And in saying that I'm closed, I can then first flip it around and see if there's ease there and find the opening, and it would lead me to write what's true, what's totally true. It has been amazing how accurate this is. And so for me, what I would say when I'm talking about truth, for you as an individual, it's your truth. It's what is the most accurate perspective for you to hold in that moment to move you towards your highest purpose and in alignment with Source, with God, with Creator, with the universe. Whatever you want to call it, it really doesn't matter. And in that, that truth, that perspective of truth will literally support you in being a part of creating more joy, love, and compassion on the planet. Most often, the perspective that I find is that I couldn't have generated myself without my IGS, without really feeling into it, is the most compassionate way to look at the situation. One of the things that I get complimented on a lot is my lack of judgment. That I just, there's so many ways that I've worked through with my IGS to see people in situations and what's possible, that it's really hard for me to hold judgment about somebody. And so most people say, it's just so amazing how you just don't judge. Well, it's not that I don't judge. It's just that through years of working with the IGS, I have a whole different perspective about what we're all doing here on this planet. And I've also, whenever I do judge, I get thrown right into that person's shoes within a short period of time. And then I'm dealing with what they're dealing with, and I get to see the perspective. And so now I just find the perspective on my own using my IGS of what's the most powerful thing to hold. And that truth has been sometimes telling people, no, I can't let you get away with this, I'm sorry. I'm ending our relationship, our friendship, our business deal. And the other one is explaining that this is the higher way, road that I would like to have taken, and feeling open at declaring that they take a look at it if they want to be in the situation with me. Or just another compassionate opening truth that I've run across, which is lovely, is being able to see that person and know that they're on their path and I can trust them in figuring it out. And that will be what opens me most. It's none of my business. They're on their own path and they are more than competent to figure it out. And you know what? Time and time again, that's happened. And so I just don't let what they're going through affect me, because I know it's working itself out. All right, so we are at the end of our show here today. And I just really want to thank you for being here and listening. We're here every week on Wednesday from 11 to 12 Pacific Standard Time. If you can't make it, please just sign up for our RSS feed so that it can be sent to your mailbox. I would love that. Or you are more than welcome to always come back here and check out the show. There's several ways to ask questions. One is to go to smartsoul.com and click on Ask Zen in the navigation button, and that brings your question right to me. You can also ask through messages here at blogtalkradio.com, and I pick those up weekly. And another way is to call in next week, because I love talking to people live. It feels really great to know that you're out there. And Linda, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank Dustin, and I want to go ahead and thank everyone who's put questions in. It's been lovely. And I wish you the most amazing week. Please give your gift. Follow your internal guidance. Follow that opening. It's the most powerful way I know that we can bring heaven on Mother Earth home, as I like to call it. Thank you so much. And I'll hopefully get to hear from you next week. Bye.